Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An arrest has been made in that triple shooting in Nassau County that killed a college student. Our Sophia Hall has a story.
Authorities say the shooting killed a 19-year-old student from the Bronx Monroe University and injured two other students from Nassau Community College. The shooting happened in Hempstead. Right now, police have not released the name of the suspect arrested. The student who was murdered, Amira McLeod, was a college basketball player who was studying business and one day wanted to open a sneaker store. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The NYU student who was randomly attacked on the sidewalk on her way to class Monday is speaking out on social media. 20-year-old Amelia Lewis was on Broadway near Waverly Place when a man ran up to her on Monday and hit her from behind. He then threw her to the pavement by her hair before fleeing. Lewis took to social media to share surveillance footage of the attack and described what happened, calling it the scariest experience of her life.
I just really want to emphasize how not okay this is. I am a student at NYU. I should not be scared to be walking the street to go to my 9:30 a.m. class.
Police have arrested 45-year-old James Rizzo, arrested him yesterday and charged him with forcible touching and assault. Rizzo has 16 prior arrests. The NYPD has now released images of the suspect set a man on fire on a Manhattan 3 train in the early hours Monday morning. Police say the 56-year-old victim was sleeping on the northbound 3 train around 3 a.m. when the doors opened at 34th Street Station, Penn Station stop. One man then walked into the train car, lit the victim's pants on fire, and then walked back out onto the platform, according to the NYPD. First responders rushed the victim to New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center, where he was treated for significant leg burns. Police had previously said they didn't suspect the man had been set on fire, that he may have actually done it himself. We now have images of that suspect up at 1010winds.com. Anyone with any information about him is asked to call Crime Stoppers. A declaration from the state health commissioner saying flu is now prevalent in New York State. The most recent data showing that flu cases doubled the week before Thanksgiving from the week before across the state, and even slightly more than that here in the city. Dr. Sharon Nachman of Stony Brook Children's Hospital says such a significant increase now means we'll probably see even more cases over the holidays.
Seeing the doubling in 1 week now tells us that 2 or 3 weeks from now, when it is Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, we're going to see even more cases.
The health department is encouraging New Yorkers to get their seasonal flu vaccine. This week, in fact, is National Influenza Vaccination Week. Some good news if you've gotten the shingles vaccine. Research shows it's doing more than just fighting that viral infection. A new study published in the journal Cell suggests that that shot might also slow the progression of dementia. Those who got the vaccine were 30% less likely to die of dementia over 9 years. This study comes after a study earlier this year reported that the shingles vaccine cut the risk of developing dementia by nearly 12%. There are very few treatments for dementia and no preventive measures besides a change in lifestyle. Police are searching for a man they say robbed at least 12 businesses all over Brooklyn. The robbery started back in October when the suspect swiped money from a parking garage in Borough Hill. The suspect usually steals money right out of the cash register and has hit several restaurants, salons, even a children's clothing store. The latest incident was this past Sunday, when officials say the suspect robbed a salon in Fort Greene at knife point. Anyone with any information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Officials in Staten Island are speaking out and raising concerns about two City of Yes projects that they say will hurt the character of Staten Island.
Facilitel's 1010 Winds, low-density residential zones make up most of Staten Island, and the City of Yes projects will compromise that.
People invest in their homes, they invest in a neighborhood, they appreciate a nice lot, probably the biggest investment they're going to make.
Any questions? Where's the infrastructure to handle the increased housing?
The city's not planning to widen the streets or to adjust for this increase in population or infrastructure. So we just see it block by block. We can see how neighborhoods will be compromised and hurt.
He says instead of blanket zoning, each street needs to be looked at case by case. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Mayor Adams says the City of Yes plan addresses the city's housing crisis and calls the program necessary. Over to Long Island now, where a 66-year-old woman is dead after she crashed her car into a tree last night in Rocky Point. Police say the crash happened around 9 p.m. Ruth Ellard was driving down Rocky Point Yaphank Road when her car veered off the road and struck a tree. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police impounded her car for a safety check, and they're still investigating the scene. Police are now investigating what may have been a possible arson attack on a business in the West Village overnight. Our Juliet Papa is on the scene. She joins us now live.
And Linda, it appears this smoke shop may have been targeted before. Several people here in the neighborhood say it recently opened up and that their windows had been broken a couple of weeks ago. And then another resident said that there seemed to be a lot of smoke shops in this neighborhood. This is the West Village. This one here, with the windows broken this morning, apparently with this Molotov cocktail and set aflame, is on Christopher Street, just west of Hudson. But the resident here also told me that there were two other smoke shop owners who were fighting about a week ago. One took a baseball bat to the other guy. So we don't know if this is about competition in the neighborhood or what the motive actually is. But this occurred at about 3 o'clock this morning. A woman who was on the block in her van said she heard the broken glass. It's a plate glass window that's in the front of this small store. And then she heard the blast. Other people in the neighborhood said it shook the area. One woman said she was terrified. People were calling 911. They didn't know what exploded. And then there were flames shooting out of the window. There are people who live on the second story here. It is just a two-story building, and their windows are even blown out. But they all got out. Nobody was injured. But, of course, this area is still cordoned off with crime scene tape. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live on 92.3 FM.
A Brooklyn principal is getting pushback from Jewish groups after they denied a parent's request to have a Holocaust survivor speak at their middle school.
In a copy of the letter provided to 1010 Winds by the City Department of Education, the principal of MS 447 in Borum Hill said that they have had Holocaust survivors speak in the past, but she didn't think 85-year-old Sammy Stiegman's presentation was right for the students given his messages around Israel and Palestine. A nonprofit that provides assistance to Holocaust survivors, the Blue Card, called that outrageous, saying Stiegman's testimony as a child survivor of a Nazi labor camp is not political, and silencing him at a moment of rising anti-Semitism is dangerous and deeply wrong. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A Rockville Center man has now paid hundreds of thousands in restitution after he underreported his company's earnings to the tune of $3.5 million. The 36-year-old and his construction company, GC Stud Inc., pled guilty back in October to insurance fraud. The man underreported the payroll for his company for 3 years, which allowed him to skip out on nearly $1 million worth of insurance premiums. He was ordered to pay over $600,000 in restitution or else face up to 6 years behind bars. District Attorney Ann Donnelly said in a statement that these kinds of schemes hurt workers and undercut businesses that follow the rules.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.